Turunduset tulee Joonel.
Today we are going to talk about performance marketing. And to start with, performance marketing has been a hot topic for some time now. And I'm really happy to present it here also in our Marketing Radio talk show. Let's start from the very, very beginning. Marius, please tell us, what is performance marketing? How do you define it?
Well, there is a very simple definition of the performance marketing. So this is basically... this is something when someone does something what you expecting them to do at your expected cost per action. Yep. So that means performance marketing, or what you expecting from performance marketing, that when your potential customers or your customers, they're doing kind of events what you expecting them to do, and all your marketing activities what you are doing around that, it's focused only for that. So, I mean, if you in normal marketing, there are a lot of concepts like branding, like share of voice, and so on. Then in performance marketing, we're mainly focusing into return on investment, cost per action, cost per lead, and like this kind of the concept behind.
So, what is the main difference between the traditional marketing? Isn't this focusing on performance well enough, or?
I will tell that in traditional marketing, of course, like everyone expects business performance. So that's why they're doing this marketing. So I mean, even the big brands who are doing a lot of branding, like Coca-Cola or P&G or I don't know, Audi, for example, yeah, big brands. They need performance. They need to drive this business forward. But when we're speaking about the performance marketing, so it's more straightforward focused to get immediate results. Yep, I will tell like this. So, for example, if you are e-commerce shop, yes, that means that you are you have a channels when you are doing branding or you are building the community for that, but you have channels as search, for example, or retargeting when you're expecting that each euro spent on this channel, that will give you back at least like 4 or 5 euro. Yeah. So you are just the revenue and return investment focused and immediate one. Because in performance, we have this purchase gap, how we call that. It's about 30 to 60 days. Yeah? So that means that's the time gap when we expecting to have this conversion, to have this performance result.
Is it only limited or mostly limited to the online world? Or is performance marketing something that can be used also not for only e-commerce stores, but for bricks and mortar stores?
And yes and no. I can give you example with automotive, for example. Yes,
okay.
which is straightforward offline business, and to do performance offline, it's really hard. And the main reason for that you cannot track it the same way as you are doing that in online. Yes, in online, every click, every conversion, every purchase, you can track not only on the channel level but also on creative or the keyword level. So you can have it because it's online. You can track it. And once we're speaking about the offline shops, so FMCG, like supermarket chains, like the same car dealers and so on, the conversion or the transaction itself is happening offline. And it's really hard then to map together your advertising efforts, especially online advertising efforts, with the offline conversion. Yeah, then but it's doable. So that's the case with the or the example with this automotive brand. So they have they need to sell the car. Yes, but before selling the car offline, there is a kind of signals what you can capture online. So, for example, for the car dealers, the in majority of cases, this is test drive submission. So that's how we before the car purchase itself, what we basically cannot track because it's happening in the offline world. But what we can track these customers who showing the interest to purchase this car and submitting the test drive form and doing that online. And for us as a marketer, this is really important to catch this attention online, because once someone clicks some button or submitting the form online, then we can immediately catch it and see from where it's coming. And the main objective for that is only one, to optimize and to improve your marketing efforts. Because if you cannot track the marketing, in my point of view, you cannot really optimize that. Because once you have a really extensive cross-channel marketing campaign, that might be 10 channels, 20, 30 channels sometimes. And if you cannot track these channels one by one on the creative level, or I don't know, at least on channel level, you are kind of blind. You cannot tell exactly which marketing works, which doesn't. So I think this is really a huge advantage of the performance marketing, that we can see everything. And based on that, based on these numbers, based on this data, we are making decisions, and we're doing that constantly and real time.
Very good. So does it mean, if I generalize now from the example you gave, does it mean that the secret is also to unite the offline and online, that you have to move, let's say, towards the earlier stages of purchasing funnel instead of focusing on the later stages that you can do in e-commerce where you really focus on really final decisions?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that's true. That's really big difference if you're doing that only online for online business, and this is not only e-commerce. So that's you know, maybe misconception of the performance is just mainly for e-commerce. It's not for that. It's basically for any result, what you can track, and you know what you aim to achieve. So for example, mobile app developers, yes. So that's performance. We're doing a lot of this worldwide mobile app install campaigns, like millions and millions of them. And this is also performance, because these startups or mobile app developers, they know exactly what they would like to achieve. So they know that, for example, they are ready to pay €1 per one install, and that's their target, and they will, you know, engage any channel to achieve that. And then on the other hand, with the offline, yes, it's more tricky. Like it's my example, what I told, is just one of the possible solutions. We have systems when we connecting the online, our online tools with the offline sales CRMs and other like internal ERP systems and so on. So we kind of trying to track it somehow, also this offline activities, or by using online landing pages, for example, for TV advertising and something like this. But yeah, but it's in offline, it's really, really hard to catch this final purchase step. It's mainly you are focusing to do KPIs, which is not really final conversion, but it's like purchase intent mainly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you tell me, are there any type of companies that you see that the performance marketing works best? Of course, e-commerce, mobile, you already told. Are there any type of companies or businesses you should say that, okay, performance marketing is for you?
I will tell that's for everyone. That's for everyone. It's just a matter of skill on which you would like to do this performance marketing. Because as I see that performance marketing, it's at the end, is cheaper than general marketing. And it's cheaper because you, instead of throwing money out just from the window, yeah, by you know, the targeting everyone, you know, just showing your advertisements, whatever you can, and then you are not able to track the results, yes? And once you need to make a decision, you're just afraid to cut any of those channels because you don't know what exactly worked. Yeah? So that's how it works without performance approach. And on performance approach, so what we do, we're also using a lot of channels and a lot of businesses doing this performance, but we are doing just clever. And why it's clever? Because we are setting the targets for that once, yeah, that we before each and every campaign, we are not starting the campaigns without the objectives, yes. Yeah? So we are benchmarking, we are setting key performance indicators. Next thing, what we are doing, we are developing the tracking infrastructure, engaging needed tools, setting everything that we can track it. And at the end, only then we are launching campaign. And once we're launching that, then we're constantly looking into results and optimizing them. And at the end, what we see that with a much, much smaller budget, this performance approach-oriented clients, they achieving a much better result. Or even the budget maybe is the same, but the results are much higher because, you know, you constantly see that. You constantly see what works, what doesn't. And based on that, you're constantly optimizing this campaign. So I think that's for everyone. It's like it's just a question what to use for whom. For example, I'm pretty sure that each business needs Google search. Yeah? It's not possible. Imagine business which doesn't need search. So that's something what I'm suggesting for each and every client. So if you have a good presence, quality setup for SEO and SEM, then you can move for the next step. Because I know from my experience that search converts the best all the time. And before going into any high spending channels or high cost channels, first of all, we are doing search. We are establishing the presence there because this is very cheap. And at the end, the return on investment is the best one. And once we're covering this channel, then we're going to next channel and so on and so forth. So it really depends on the client. We have clients who are running like many, many channels. We have clients who are running on only few of them, but running very, very efficiently. So,
may I challenge you with one case? Let's say that I work for a bread making, for a bakery. Okay. And it's not kind of a normal, just not a bakery, not a local one, but a bakery that makes bread and will launch a new bread. That will be only sold in the stores, no e-commerce, nothing. How would you set up the tracking for their performance marketing campaign?
I think that's not possible in this case. I think that this is then we are, it's really if it's in offline store. That means we are not able to track any this purchase, and also this is how to say this is not the car case when you have not so many this purchases, you know, when you basically it's not at such scale, yes, that you somehow you can manually track the interaction between online activity and offline sales, yeah, because there is no hundreds of thousands purchases, maybe 100 or tens of them. And regarding your case, so this is really FMCG sector, and this is really the sales, they are happening constantly, they are happening offline, and to track something related with the sales, so this is close to impossible.
Okay.
What I will do in this case, maybe to see the performance in some way, I will go to, I don't know, to special marketing campaigns. So for example, to think about this bread brand. Yep, to do something online. I don't know, like whatever online, to see this intense and to understand how people likes or doesn't like my product and so on and so forth. But that will be like a little bit different approach. That will be more what I mentioned in the beginning. This regarding like Coca-Cola or P&G products. They are not doing performance as such. Yeah, that's because they don't need that, because the target audience. What they have, it's basically it's very wide. So they you know whatever contact what you can reach within your marketing campaign, it's like good for you because it's everything. All these people are your potential target audience. On the other hand, where performance works the best, when you have niche product, for example, or when your target audience is not so narrow. So for example, I don't know. Not everyone would like to buy, like, I know, some special products right now, and you don't know that. And if you start to advertise that on mass media, the same way as Coca-Cola is doing that, so you don't have such big amount of money, and you will be throwing this money out. But if you're doing, for example, search or retargeting or other, like, this performance techniques, then you are catching this interest. So that means that instead of showing your advertising to... for example, 3 million Lithuanians, yes, then you are showing this advertisement only into this 200 Lithuanians who are exactly looking for that or who show interest by visiting your website. Yeah? So then performance makes sense because then, you know, it's really hard to catch your target audience or to catch your specific customer which you like to reach.
Absolutely. I challenge you once more. Let's go to the other angle. Let's say that I'm a company that offers programming services. Would this be something for you, for the performance marketeers to help with?
For sure. This is straightforward performance.
How should a company track the performance marketing results then?
So it depends. It really depends on their sales funnel. Yes. Because there are programming companies who are doing direct sales, cold calls or something like this. But majority of them doing that online. And to do that, they have contact forms on their websites. Yeah? For any service or I know whatever question you have, you can fill the contact form and you will be contacted immediately, yes, by the company. So that's exactly the case. If we have it online, if we have it as a contact form, we can track it. So in this case, we will set our tracking pixels in each contact form and we'll integrate that into each and every channel which we are using. That means that, for example, the beginning, in my point of view, that will be a few channels only, that will be search and that will be retargeting and maybe LinkedIn activities or something like this, if it's business to business. But any of those activities which we are doing, any campaigns what we will be launching, that will be integrated with the client website and website contact forms. That means that when someone looking for programming services, they're clicking on that, they are redirected to the client landing page, and as soon as they're submitting the contact form, we immediately see that as a conversion. Yep. So that's exactly the case when we can start from the small volumes, like budgets and channels. But as soon as we see which channels bring for us this contact form submissions, because contact form is like it's your lead, yes, it's something who interested in your services. So once we getting the results, once we see which channel, which creative solution converts, then we'll start develop the marketing campaign further to just get more and more and more like conversions like this. But this is really simple to do if you have this online.
Very good. Can you tell me also what type of conversion rate can you expect from a perfectly run performance marketing campaign? I just take an example. If I take the offline, let's say from a store, then I know usually that, I don't know, every, 5% is buying or 10% is buying or in a better case, 15% is buying. What can I expect from a perfectly run performance marketing campaign? Mm-hmm. What's conversion?
Mm-hmm. I think that conversion rate is important. But this is important when you're comparing the similar products from the similar industry. So then you can have kind of industry standard, because there is no universal conversion rate or the best conversion rate, because some products they can convert for you like 30% maybe out of your clicks, and some can convert half of the percent, it will be very, very different for each and every brand, for each and every channel or shop or application. That like the difference will be a significant one. So instead of focusing to the conversion rates from early days, so what we do, we are focusing to this business crucial KPIs. And business crucial, that means basically how much you need to invest to get the sale.
So return on investment.
Exactly. So in my case, what I'm trying to do, the first question what I'm giving for my client is, what is your expected cost per action? So that means if I will bring for you one customer, how much you will be ready to pay for that? And this is in the means that I'm asking for them to set the target for me, because these businessmen, they know that already. They know that, for example, if my product costs 300 euro, I'm okay to invest like 40 euro into marketing for each and every customer. Yeah, it's simple as that. So that's the first and most important KPI what we are trying to get from the client. And then the next thing what we are doing, and that's already when the campaigns are running, then we are trying to reach, of course, the highest possible return investment. So to reach this one customer, if the client expects to have this at 50 euro cost per action, then we are trying, of course, to do that as cheap as possible. So maybe it's possible to do for 30, but it differs case by case.
But it's never so that you are trying to sell 300 euros worth of product and then you spend, I don't know, 3 euros on that.
Basically, this is a mix. This is the mix because the same way as you never will get like this ideal conversion rate, the same way you will never have like ideal this cost per action, and the same way channels interaction won't be the same. So, for example, you all the time have the lowest conversion rate from Google AdWords, for example, and the direct traffic and SEO, for example, was free search. It doesn't cost for you nothing, these conversions. Yes, you're just getting the sales. And then the display or video advertising or even social, it costs much more than search, for example. Yes, but you anyway need that. Because till you don't have active display campaigns, sometimes you even cannot have enough searches because there is no enough knowledge of your brand and so on and so on. So what we see that the channels, they highly interact. And especially like high-reach display or high-reach video and premium sites, they really hardly impact, first of all, the search requests. And the second of all, if you're getting a lot of traffic, then you're immediately getting these cookies for retargeting. Yeah. So this is the way how everything works. And in majority of the scenarios, it's like this, that the cheapest one, so for example, if you have, again, this 50 euro cost per action expectations, most probably you will reach about 7 euro from search, then you will pay 100 from display, then you will have 40 from retargeting, and at the end, you will get this average result what you want. So we are working with the mix of the channels, and we are looking into general results. But yeah, of course, once your business is up and running and you achieving general results, then you're going into channel level and trying to optimize on the channel level. But it's really all the channels differ.
Very good. Tell me, it's very interesting to hear, by the way, really. Can you tell me also, what are the key success factors that influence the performance marketing campaign? Is it only the choice of right channels, or is there anything else?
I will say like this, that the channels or the choice of the channel, that's coming next, because in the beginning, so first of all, I think that the experience and know-how is very important in performance marketing, because well, only with the experience you can evaluate understand what's achievable, what's not, based on the client brief and the objectives. Yes. Because before starting any performance campaign, you are benchmarking, you are setting the targets, and you are trying to understand not only this final conversion, so what's usually purchase, but we are also building these purchase paths from the visit to first click, next click, then the submission, and so on and so on. Then we are trying to analyze from where it comes and so on. So it's really important to set correctly the targets and use correct tools to have a quality tracking integration, because there is sometimes, of course, Google Analytics is the most popular tool, and it's quite simple, let's say, to set up. But if you would like to get good results, you need to work with the attribution modeling then you need to work a lot of with assisted conversions and stuff like this. So this, you know, I will tell that. Calculating technical preparations, understanding client result, and the correct setup with the channels, and then you are starting to think about the channel. Because how I'm looking in the performance, so basically it doesn't matter for me what kind of channel we used to drive this conversion or to drive the sale. For me, it's important that we have such, and it's performance. It's a little bit different marketing than branding. So because you are not speaking about this, you know, how many impressions, share of voice, and the branding, and so on and so on, what's really hard to calculate. And in performance, we can calculate everything. So there is click, we spent for this click, there was a visit, and there was a conversion. So that's exactly where we're looking at. And whether it's coming from search or from display or from social, it doesn't really matter as soon as we hit this target what client sets to us.
Are there any risks, or what are the main risks? What can go wrong?
Comparing with other approaches, I think that performance channels are the lowest
risk-free.
Yes. Well, not really risk-free at all. But I think it's how to say, because performance is not the channel. Performance is the methodology, and this is approach. This is not something like this that you tell them, okay, display advertising, that, you know, the display advertising will be, you know, on big sites, on desktop, and so on. Yeah. Or when you're speaking about the engagement ads, so you understand that the engagements are expandables and so on. So performance is more like this. It's your mindset, I will tell. Yeah. And it's, you know, and that's because this is not kind of separate channel or separate form of advertising or something. That's why this those risks are low. But as is in any other business, of course there are risks. So for example, if you are doing search, so this is one of the best performing performance channels, then there's a high risk. So for example, use, like, I don't know, incorrect ads or use ad insertions by bidding competitor keywords, and then have a lot of problems when in your ad appears competitor name, so for example, or do other case, do too aggressive retargeting. So I saw many cases then, and I think also you, then you visit at like booking.com, you booked the hotel and they still showing for you the same banners, and they are showing it like 20 times. So this, we are solving that by setting this impression capping, and also setting correct goals that remove from retargeting list converted people, and so on and so on. But it's kind of, I will tell that this is not risk for the performance as such. This risk which is coming, or the, in other words, the expectations from your partner is exactly the same as with any other media agency. So if someone is doing like video advertising or TV advertising for you, so of course there is a danger that someone will put the ad with there or something like this. So in this means like this risks are more or less same as in any project management or marketing project, and there are like not really much performance specific risks.
Is there, how much can a company do by themselves, the performance marketing? Or is it usually something that when you talk about the Google Analytics and all the functions you need to use, that most of the people say that, oh my God, it's too much, I can never learn it?
It depends. It really depends. What I see that new businesses and these modern startups and app developers and so on and so, they are more or less, they are technical, yeah, and especially new wave startups. So they are doing a lot of technical job, and they are, how to say, IT friendly guys, yeah. So for those kind of clients or businesses, it's kind of simple to set up. But if we are looking into offline world, so I don't know, people who works with the real estate, for example, or similar business, or with the same cars and so on and so on, and if the company is not so huge, then yeah, to set up correctly Google Analytics and set goals and conversions, this is just mission impossible for them. So it you know, it really depends again on the specific company, on the company size, on the resources what they have, and so on and so forth. But I see the main trend is that the IT companies, they're trying to have as much as possible this performance knowledge in-house. Also, the big reason for that is, again, data safety. Because for my clients, which we have contracts, we're signing non-disclosure agreements and everything, so we basically we have access to all their data because of the nature of performance. Nature of performance is that we developing the business for the client, and it's not really possible if we don't know a lot of details about this client. So for example, like the margins, this cost per action expectations, what the profitability results and so on, like media budgets and investments, and so on.
Are there any legal aspects that you need to know when you would like to, let's say, the same startups, technical savvy, want to do it themselves? Are there anything they really need to pay attention to?
I think this is not really than marketing or performance marketing. This is again the digital privacy policy comes in play. That's, you know, if you, again, depending on what kind of channels are you using, you are using client data. So you're using a lot of data. You of course the cookies. Yeah. So then now we know that cookies are restricted, and you need to add disclaimers and so on and so on. Not to speak about the email addresses. And this is also hardly used for performance as email marketing, because email marketing is also like one of the best performing marketing tool and quite cheap. I would say. But you know what kind of problems you will have if you not opt in the proper way, these people. Yes, if you, for example, buying this email database, dark database, and so on. So there are a lot of risks involved, because in some cases you that will cost for you a lot of, especially illegally, or for example, if you're not securing your data enough, then someone, you know, data fraud or someone will steal the data. So there might be a lot of problems, but I will not say that it's something performance specific. I will say that it's digital world specific.
Very good. Thank you a lot, Marius. It was so interesting, and we really hope to hear more about it when you are here in Tallinn during our Tallinn Marketing Week seminars.